This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 112th episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
Today, the 112th episode of the Honorable Prime Minister's monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat was broadcast. As always, the whole nation heard the Honorable Prime Minister speak about the various things which are making India developed in various fields. To understand the special program in depth, we have with us senior political analyst Sri Ashok Tandon. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, after wishing our athletes for the Paris Olympics 2024 through Cheer for Bharat, the Honorable Prime Minister congratulated our young minds for the International Maths Olympiad success. How important is this for our young minds or the youth of the nation? And how far along will this go in creating awareness about such important events?
Prime Minister began with saying that at this moment, Paris Olympic is the most hot topic, is flavor of the season in the whole world. And Olympics give our players a chance to host the tricolor on the world stage. And it gives them a chance to do something for the country. And he said, let's encourage our players. So cheers for Bharat. That is how the Prime Minister began his Mann Ki Baat episode today. And we all know that before the contingent left for Paris, the Prime Minister had met all of them together and had a very interesting interaction with them as well. Now then the very interesting thing with the Prime Minister immediately after that added was that the recent Mathematics Olympiad is very interesting. The International Mathematics Olympiad, in which the Indian students performed exceptionally well. An Indian team won 4 gold and 1 silver medal. And more than 100 countries participated in this International Mathematics Olympiad. And the best part of today's Mann Ki Baat episode was that the Prime Minister spoke to all the participants who represented India. And it was a very interesting interaction with these young minds. And some were in Pune and some in Greater Noida and Guwahati. And he spent substantially good time in interacting with them. Now, we can't repeat the entire interaction which the Prime Minister had with the students particularly, but the fact remains that he did mention about this very interesting Olympiad which many people might not even didn't know about it. And so therefore, I thought we should make a mention of this Olympiad and the performance of the Indian contingent.
So the Honorable Prime Minister also mentioned about the Charaideo Moidum, the World Heritage Site that has been recognized by UNESCO, and it is the 43rd World Heritage Site in India. What is the huge impact which this will have on not just the cultural recognition that the great Indian sites are getting throughout the globe, but also on the tourism sector?
Interestingly, as you very rightly mentioned, it's the 43rd Indian site which the UNESCO has included in its heritage. But it is the first from the northeast. That is very significant. And then he, in a very detailed manner, exactly explained to the people what is this site and why it is so important. And he went on to explain that it was the first capital of the Ahom dynasty, and the people traditionally kept the mortal remains of their ancestors and their valuables in this maidan. And then you've explained what exactly this site is, but the fact remains, Prime Minister talking about something which is from the 13th century, and that too from the northeast, which has now been recognized by the UNESCO as a World Heritage Site. And I'm sure you very rightly mentioned that will be now put on the, not only the Indian tourism map, but on the global tourism map as well. But if we move further, talking about the Indian culture, the Prime Minister made a mention of Project Pari, and this is about public art of India. Now, it's becoming a great medium to bring emerging artists on one platform and to popularize public art. So, beautiful paintings on the roadside and walls and underpasses, and these paintings and these artifacts are made by the same artists who are associated with the Project Pari. And he gave the example of the Bharat Mandapam in Delhi, where amazing artwork from across the country has been depicted. We all know that Bharat Mandapam was the venue of G20. And he requested the art and culture lovers also to work more on public art, and that will give us a pleasant feeling of being proud of our roots.
The Honorable Prime Minister also talked about the self-help group Unnati, and he gave various examples in his program Mann Ki Baat about the self-help groups which are very actively working and working towards the women empowerment and for generating employment for women, especially in the states of Haryana, Kashmir and many more. What do you have to say about it, sir?
Yes, he began by saying that let's not talk about colors. The self-help group of 250 women in Rohtak district of Haryana, and these women are associated with the Unnati self-help group and in the handloom industry. Now, earlier they used to run small shops and do odd jobs to earn their living. But now they are spreading the magic of colors on clothes by earning lakhs of rupees today. And the best covers, the best product they have are the bed covers, saris, dupattas made by them. And they are in great demand. And it's not only, as you also very rightly mentioned about Haryana, then he talked about the Sambalpuri saris of Odisha, Maheshwari sari of Madhya Pradesh, Pantani sari of Maharashtra, hand block print of Vidarbha and so on and so forth. And these are by and large are the women who are engaged in all these things. And then he said that on the 7th of August, the country will be celebrating the National Handloom Day. And these days, the handloom products have made their place in the hearts of the people. And it's a tremendous success also. So therefore, he appealed to the people also that let's encourage, and it should be like hashtag my product, my pride. And so that is exactly why he gave details that now the Khadi village industry turnover has crossed 1.5 lakh crore for the first time. And the khadi increase is 400%. So the rising sale of khadi handloom is also creating a large number of new employment opportunities. And mostly women are associated with this industry. So they are the ones who are benefiting most. And he then again urged, and in practically every episode previously also, Prime Minister has been talking about giving encouragement to khadi clothes.
So the Honorable Prime Minister even equated the month of August to the month of a revolution, and he said that all of us, that is the people, should participate in this as if it's a huge revolution and make it even bigger. So talking about another very sensitive and very important topic, the Honorable Prime Minister mentioned about the growing menace of substance and drug abuse. And you also talked about the helpline of Manas. Could you please detail on that?
Yes. Apart from that, the Prime Minister also mentioned about the Tiger Day which is coming. But if you talk about the drug menace, the Prime Minister specifically mentioned of the Manas helpline, help group. And this Manas help group has been opened, is a new center. And basically the government has also issued a toll-free number, that is 1933. So anyone can call this number to get necessary advice or information related to rehabilitation. Now, if anyone has any other information related to drug abuse, they can also share it with the Narcotics Control Bureau by calling on this number. So this is very significant thing, and we all know how serious is the menace of drugs, not in, only in India, but all over the world. But another special mention, as I said, was about the Tiger Day. And he went on explaining the Tiger Day, which the country will, all over the world will be celebrated tomorrow. And very rightly said that tiger has been an integral part of our culture. And then he, very interesting campaign, which has been launched by the people of Rajasthan in Ranthambore. That is
yes.
Kulhari Band Panchayat.
Yes,
that
Kulhari Band
local
Panchayat.
Communities have taken an oath that they will no longer never go to the forest with an axe and will not cut trees. And due to this one decision, the forests in that region are becoming greener once again, and a better environment, of course, for the tigers.
So talking about the ecological balance and moving towards a more sustainable future for the coming generations, he very proudly said that various efforts of the government as well as the public have contributed to the fact that India now hosts 70% of the world's tiger population. And he very proudly said that. So he also mentioned about a campaign which is called Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. Could you please give some details on that to our listeners?
Yes, it is in the context of the maintaining ecological balance and the tiger reserves and sanctuary, etc., that the Prime Minister mentioned, and in fact, he mentioned about this Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam in his previous Mann Ki Baat episode also. And he said that he's glad that it's a splendid success. Gave an example of an event which was organized in Indore, where more than 2 lakh saplings were planted in a single day and during this Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. And he urged upon people to join this campaign of planting trees in the name of their own mother and take a selfie and post it on the social media. So by joining this campaign, people will feel that they have done something special for both for their own mother and for the Mother Earth. So that was a very emotional appeal which the Prime Minister made.
So inclusivity has always been one of the cornerstones of the monthly program Mann Ki Baat, in which the Honorable Prime Minister talks about various communities and bringing everyone together to make a Viksit Bharat, a developed Bharat till 2047. Even this time, he mentioned local communities of Gond and Mana tribes, which have taken rapid strides towards ecotourism. So how important is the fact that we are recognizing all our cultural as well as ecological assets once again, and we are moving towards a better future with modernity, but also with our roots in our traditions?
No, that has always been the hallmark of Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat episodes. But one thing which he reminded the countrymen this year again is the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Now, this campaign was added by the Prime Minister and it has been a tremendous success. For the last few years, now everyone, every individual has been participating in the Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan, and it is now high in the entire country. Irrespective of the caste, creed, community and sex, everyone, small household, big household, everyone is feeling proud of waving the tricolor. And this is a craze, and also taking selfies with the tricolor, posting yes. them on social media. When the tricolor flutters atop each house or the colony or society, then the people feel they are one, the feeling of oneness. That is something which is very significant. And it has become a unique festival in upholding the glory of the tricolor also.
And there was also a mention about harghartiranga.com as well as the suggestions that we can send, we as a public, we as a nation can send to our Prime Minister on MyGov and Namo app. How important is this connection which the Honorable Prime Minister has with the nation, especially the youth of the peoples?
No, that's the beauty of Mann Ki Baat, because it is not a monologue. It is a participative discussion. Prime Minister connects with the masses, and that is why he says every year, before he prepares his Independence Day speech, he invites suggestions from the people. And these suggestions are so valuable that he incorporates these suggestions into his Independence Day address from the ramparts of the Red Fort. In fact, requested people, invited suggestions for this year's Independence Day address as well on, as you said, MyGov or Namo app. And then he said, I promise you, that your valuable suggestion will be included in his address as possible. That is how the Prime Minister connects with the people. So every episode of Mann Ki Baat brings something unique. And for the next episode also, he again requested people to send suggestions to him, their own achievement, their new efforts of public participation, and they keep sending to me because many festivals are also now coming in their way, coming in near future. So he greeted them and gave them best wishes. And he said, you enjoy the festival with your family, but keep up the energy to do something new for the country. And that is the message which the Prime Minister gave to the people in this particular Mann Ki Baat episode.
Thank you so much for giving us your precious time.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on 112th episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani.